This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 17, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes, in the Salem News, Beverly school officials approved increasing the district's proposed budget to allow for potential staffing increases, but not enough to reduce the full-day kindergarten or activity fees. The proposed over $54.7 million budget now includes an additional nearly $230,000 to Superintendent Steve Hirsch's administrative contingency fund. It allows him to add positions where he sees fit to reduce potentially high elementary school class sizes, one of the issues that multiple parents spoke about during the proposed budget hearing last week. Ariana McNeil continues, the increase isn't as much as some school committee members wanted. The vote was nearly split down the middle, 4-3. At the end of the hearing last week, members voted to request Hirsch should come up with three options for how an extra $600,000 could be used throughout the district. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. The city of Lynn is looking at adding a meals tax. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, five surrounding communities from Lynn have raised nearly $20 million since 2009 by adopting the local option meals tax, and the City Council of Lynn wants a share of it to keep layoffs at bay. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, some restaurant owners say they favor the tax because it will fund services at a time when the city is cash-strapped, while others are not so sure and some won't say. In a lopsided 10-1 vote last week, the panel opted to impose a 0.0075% tax on top of the state's 6.25% sales tax on meals. The new levy would add 75 cents to a $100 dinner bill, about 19 cents to a $25 meal, and raise $700,000 annually for the city. In 2009, the legislature authorized communities to add the new fee on meals. While the sales tax goes to the general fund, the local option is given to a community to spread as it wishes. About half of the state's cities and towns have adopted the change and have raised nearly $652 million. Like other Massachusetts cities, Lynn has struggled to pay for schools and public safety. The council said the time has come for the small increase that could do so much good. Quote, we are hurting financially, and this will bring some good revenue, and the measure is long overdue, said City Councilor-at-Large Buzzy Barton. If I have a breakfast at Brothers Deli, my $10 meal will only cost me another 8 cents. Robert Stillian, the owner of the old-time Italian cuisine, said, while no one is wild about a new tax, the amount is so small that it shouldn't discourage anyone from eating out. At first, I was upset, but I don't think that most people will even notice, and I doubt it will have much impact on people's decision to dine out. Stillian noted that many other communities have adopted the tax. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item and itemlive.com. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, two medicinal marijuana businesses are in talks with city leaders about opening up facilities in Salem. Boston-based Mayflower Medicinals is looking at 151 Canal Street, the site of the former Wicked Cup Shop, as a potential medicinal marijuana dispensary, Ward 5 City Councilor Josh Turiel is reportedly saying. A second, unnamed company is eyeing the old Richdale convenience store at 172 Lafayette Street, across from Prime Gas, according to a recent email from the South Salem Neighborhood Association to its residents. Calls to the city's legal department for more information were not returned, and the city is in talks with only two dispensaries, according to the article written by Dustin Luca. More on that in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, in Swampscott, two zoning changes approved at town meeting on Tuesday night could bring a hotel or into Swampscott, along with more affordable housing. The two zoning changes dominated the discussion during the second night of town meeting, but the more debated of the two was regarding a tourist lodging overlay district. Town meeting members voted 153-51 in favor of amending zoning bylaws to create a tourist lodging overlay district and modify where hotels, motels, inns, and a bed and breakfast are allowed by special permit. The overlay district identifies more areas where the lodgings are possible, and the purpose is to make Swampscott more of a tourist destination. The current zoning law has significant restrictions in place, making the creation of tourist lodging difficult in Swampscott, according to officials. More on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Item Live. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, six entrepreneurs, including three seasonal license holders, have applied for the open year-round all-alcohol pouring license the city of Gloucester is putting up for the city's $2,400 annual licensing fee. The six businesses that met the Tuesday noontime filing deadline with the city's licensing board must now wait for the three-member board to review all of the applications and render decisions on at least some of the proposals at a May 31 meeting. Under a guideline set down by the state's Alcoholic Beverage and Control Commission, the board must decide on an application within 30 days of its being received. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Danvers baseball team picked up their 13th win of the season yesterday, a 2-1 decision over Saugus, a 12-inning game that spanned 2 days. St. John's Prep over Swampscott 15-7. The Big Blue play at Danvers tonight at 6:30. Other games, Salem 8, Somerville 1, Hamilton 1-4, Rockport 3, Linfield over Masconomet 7-1, Triton 7, Newburyport 3, Greater Lowell over Essex Tech 7-6. High school baseball today, Revere at Beverly, Malden plays at Marblehead, Saugus at Salem. Tonight, one more night game, Peabody at Gloucester, a 6:30 start. Boys lacrosse, Wakefield over Burlington 21-10, the Warriors undefeated at 15-0 on the season. Girls lacrosse, Ipswich downing Chelmsford 13-11. A little shout-out to Julia Glavin, who went over the 100-total-point mark in that game last night. She started with 98 career points, now has 104. That's 60 goals and 44 assists. Julia Glavin. That's sports, and there's always more on MSONewsSports.com.